FinTech AI startups line up fresh funding rounds. Inside TCS, Infosys, and HCL Tech's AI roadmap. KKR invests in Book My Show. ShipRocket shares debut at 35% premium.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. India's fintech funding market is staying busy with fresh deals taking shape across savings, wealth management, banking infra, and lending. First up, there is Bachat, which is in advanced talks to raise around $30 million from new investors, including Northpoint Capital and Prosus, with existing backers Lightspeed, Axel, and InfoEdge Ventures also likely to participate. The round could value Bachat at around $120 million to $150 million, up from about just $50 million earlier. Now, a little bit of background on Bachat. The company was founded in 2025 and is building savings products for segments such as kirana shopkeepers, jewelry retailers, and automobile dealers. Its flagship product lets users invest a little as 100 rupees in debt mutual funds. Then there is NextEdge, a wealth management startup serving ultra-high net worth individuals. It is in advanced talks to raise around $25 million from Elevate Venture Partners and Mirae Asset Ventures at a valuation of around $220 to $250 million. And on the banking infra side, we have TBX, formerly known as Transbank, is looking to raise around $35 million from Unbound and others. The company provides transaction banking infra that allows fintechs and corporates to connect with banks through APIs. Now, its valuation is pegged at around $400 million, according to our sources. And finally, CreditWise Capital is also in advanced talks to raise about $50 million to $20 million from Claypont Capital and others. Now, the company provides two-wheeler loans, loans against property, and technology services to financial institutions. So clearly, across the fintech market, the deals are coming from very different parts of the financial services stack, from micro savings and wealth management to banking infra and lending. All right, moving on to India's biggest IT services companies, where the AI race is producing very different strategies. TCS has Wisdom Next, Infosys has Topaz, HCL Tech has AI Force, now Wipro has AI 360, and Tech Mahindra has Orion. But analysts say the real competition is not just these platforms, it is the AI orchestration and infrastructure being built around them. Now, the idea is fairly simple. These systems connect AI models and agents with company data and business applications while adding around how they operate. Taking a broader approach across data, infra, and AI, Infosys Topaz is positioned more as an umbrella offering covering multiple AI capabilities. And the companies are also building beyond software. For example, TCS has announced plans to invest close to $6 to $7 billion in data centers over the next 5 to 7 years. HCL Tech, on the other hand, is working with Sarvam AI and the Odisha government on a 50 megawatt AI data center project. Tech Mahindra has also developed an 8 billion parameter Hindi-verse education-focused large language model. Now, there are some numbers emerging from these AI businesses. TCS reported a $2.6 billion in annualized AI revenue in the June quarter. Infosys said AI accounted for about 8.2% of its Q1 FY27 revenue, or about $417 million. And HCL Tech reported about $171 million in advanced AI revenue. But there is still no standard way across the industry to define or measure AI revenue. The biggest change, as we look at it, is in how IT companies are changing for AI work, with contracts increasingly moving towards fixed consumption, transaction, and outcome-based pricing. All right, moving on from enterprise tech to entertainment. Book My Show has brought a new investor on board. The Mumbai-based ticketing platform has secured a minority investment from private equity firm KKR. The financial details were not disclosed and the deal is subject to regulatory approvals. Book My Show has expanded from movie tickets into live entertainment through Book My Show Live, covering events, talent, production, and partnership. Its portfolio has included Lollapalooza India, the NBA's debut games in India, Disney's Aladdin, and Cirque du Soleil, along with concerts by artists including Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, and Justin Bieber. Now, the investment comes as competition in ticketing entertainment grows. Zomato parent Eternal acquired Paytm's entertainment and ticketing business for more than 2,000 crore rupees in 2024 and now operates the district platform. And finally, ShipRocket has made its stock market debut. The e-commerce enablement platform listed at about 131 rupees per share on the NSE, which is a 35% premium over its IPO price of about 97 rupees per share. On the BSE, it opened at about 129.5 rupees, which was up 33.5%. Now, the 1,617 crore rupees IPO was subscribed nearly 100 times between August 12th and August 14th. Now, after the listing, ShipRocket's market capitalization stood at around rupees 9,422 crores. The listing was broadly in line with expectations from the grey market. That's a wrap for today's episode of TechTree from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.